Today's between master and disciples will be presented in Chinese and English, with subtitles in English, Arabic, Alexis or Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Croatian, Czech, Slovak, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish,and Thai.
佛摩沙是一个小岛，但遍布大自然的神奇美景，自北到南，北部地区有古城、原住民村、迷人的山峰、美丽的水墙，和雕刻精雕的庙宇。地区有一系列的美景，襄阳的海洋、湍急的河流、甲翠绿的森林。南部是本岛著名的文化中心，到今嘛仍然保存真多早期移民当初伫遮时的传统。
清空气泥车，青海不上书回应了咱世界会会员心底的渴望。伫空气泥意味着被参加新年的庆祝活动，甲来自全世界大约几百名的世界会会员甲贵宾，伫福尔摩沙欢庆第二年的旧历新年。在吉祥日子的冬天，也是全球优秀领导奖的颁奖典礼。青海无上书颁奖给菲律宾前总统罗姆斯，国际和平奖基金会会长曼纽尔·莫拉托先生，和参议员赫赫森·阿瓦雷兹，表彰印地菲律宾对尤罗难民所做的慈善义举。
今晚邀请你到店聆听青海无上书的开始。主题是民俗的假日出门。1995年6月，讲在福尔摩沙西湖。
One day, 3-4 days later, there was a snake, poisonous one, came.And say, oh, please take pity on me. I drown very soon. I cannot swim anymore. I've been so long without resting because of the water keep, pushing me. Please let me stay, and rest for a while on your raft. And when the water recedes and the flood over, I will run away. Okay. So, and then I will even repay your kindness in the future. So the parents knock.And the raft flow again, and then the turtles come up. And they ask him the advice, what to do with the snake. So the turtle nod the head in consent, say, okay. And then he come down in the water again. Just a little while later, saw the snake sojourn with the parents of the turtle. A little while later, there was a human just like us, just swimming around and nearly drowned next to the raft. Okay, the man, was nearly out of breath, nearly dying. So he get hold of the raft, pull and said, please, 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 let me stay with you. Otherwise, I die. I'm so tired. I have nothing to eat, and I've been swimming for all the way. I can't do it anymore. Please let me stay. I will never, ever forget your kindness. Please. And then the man have not waited for the answer.From the parents of the tortoise, he climb up to the tent, the raft, and then just sit there and don't move. Unwanted guest. Nevertheless, the parents still knock on the floor of the raft and ask the turtle's advice. The turtle come up, and then he sign like this. Have you ever heard a turtle sign before? Me neither. And then I say, "Aiya, you better not let this man stay here. But I know you will let him stay because I also don't think that you will have the heart to let him die or throw him away in such a weather and such a condition like this. So it's just not very good sign, huh?" And then the turtles continue saying that. 7 days later, all the water will recede, right? And then we can go down back to our place again. And then the turtles dive back into the water, as predicted. 7 days later, all the water gone. And then the man who was rescued by the parents and the other two animals say goodbye to the farmer's couple, and then they say they will come back later to repay their kindness, to say hello and to say thank you, visit them later. Many months pass by. Every person in that village rebuild their houses and continue their usual work. There is nothing remember much anymore of the flood. Everybody settled down and the activity of the village, spring as usual. The tiger, however, went back to his den in the jungle and always tried to think of a way, of a present that is befitting to the benefactor, the ones that rescued him and helped him. He was thinking all the time. He has never forgotten. So one day, he heard that the princess of that country is going to visit another queen at the neighborhood. And then he followed the princess anywhere. And then he saw the princess pitch her tent next to the river in Pingtung. And then sleep there. Meanwhile, while the princess was sleeping, and the tiger sneaked inside her tent and took some of her celestial jewelry that she designed herself and then put it in somewhere, hid it somewhere. Because of that, the visiting schedule of the princess must be delayed. Everybody's trying to find her jewelry, missing jewelry, so it takes a long time. But nobody can find it. The king say, "Whoever found the jewelry, we have a lot of, a good big reward," but nobody found it. And then long time afterwards, so the princess just had to go back home. Long time afterward, when everything is, settled down and nobody talked too much about the jewelry anymore, the tiger took the boxes of the precious jewelry, brought it to the farmer's couple and say, "These are just a couple of insignificant things, worth a few million of dollars only. I brought it here to show you my gratitude that you have helped me and saved my life. So please be so kind and accept them." So the couple received the gift, but don't know where it is, where it come from, and the original of it. So just keep it there and put it in front of the table, in front of the house. They didn't even open it yet. They don't know what it is, so they didn't think anything about it. Most of the poor people, they are very simple at heart. If they haven't seen any diamonds before, they probably don't know what it is. They think it's probably crystal sugar or something. So they just put the precious box on top of the table in front of their tent, their house, and then so don't say nothing about it. And then suddenly, a few moments later, the men that were rescued by the couple also come by and to say hello. But when he came in, he saw the boxes he know that belonged to the princess. And then he make excuses and went home right away. Don't stay there and talk anymore. Just say hello and goodbye. So he immediately went home. And then he reported to the king that the jury is at their home. So of course the king took the couple and locked them in the jail. And the man was rewarded handsomely and happily went home with their benefactor, for money. And then since then, they're both locked in jail, unjustly. But what can they say? They're poor people, huh? They have no money for lawyers. So of course they both sat in jail very miserable. And every day they tried to practice convenient method. And they was feeling sorry that they did not get initiation before. So now they don't know where the inner master is. So they can't even pray to him. And they try to pray to anything they know, like local god and the local goddess and all kind of things. Doesn't help them. And then since that day, they just sit there in the jail. One day the snake, you remember? One of the rescue victims came by to say hello to the parents and want to thank them again for their kindness. And then they were not home. So the tortoise have told the snake everything that happened to them. So now the snake said, okay, don't you worry. I'm going to help them, to take them out of the jail. They'll be free very, very soon. I promise you, I'll find a way to do it. So the snake immediately went home, and then he went to the palace of the king, and then he sneaked into the room of the princess. When the princess was sleeping, he spit his poisonous venom into her eyes, make her blind. Because the snake is kind, it will not do any harm to the princess. Perhaps it's just a trick, so continue. So the princess was very, very upset and in agony. So she was running around crying all the time. And all the best medicine men in the country was summoned to take care of her blindness, but nothing worked, nothing at all. Because the snake took care that all his best venom offered to the princess so that no one can cure her. Even the king summoned all of the best medicine men in the neighboring country as well, hoping that there are some, talented doctor could help her within other countries. But still, no hope. No, nothing. The king, because of so much love for her, his daughter, was making an announcement like this. If anyone at all, be it poor or rich, be it noble or ordinary citizen, if you happen to cure the blindness of my daughter, I will cut my country in half and give it up to you. You understand, huh? Give him half of the country. But nobody can claim this gift, because nobody has enough talent or ability to heal the blindness of the princess. Now, everybody already tried. Everybody tried all kind of secret method, but nothing helped. Now there is only the couple of farmer that's left, or that has not laid hands on her. Everybody else already tried. And then one day, the snake, now the time come, huh? Everybody already tried and failed, so the snake, the last day, no one else came anymore. So the snake came into the jail and told the parents, the kind couple, what he did to the princess. And meanwhile, also spit out a pill from inside him. I saying, with this pill, you'll be able to cure the blindness of the princess, and then you will have half of the country. All right. Because I wanted to repay your kindness. That's why this happened. So the parents know already. But they don't know how to go out. And then the last minute, the king order their release, because they are the only ones that have not tried. All the people try already. So the king thought maybe he tried the last resource, because he will cost nothing anyhow, right? I accept the half of the country. Yes. And then, truly so, when the parents gave the pill to the princess to rub over the eyes, then the blindness just gone. And of course, the king has kept his promise and gave the half of the Meli for for the couple. And then so the farmer became a king, His Majesty the farmer. And his wife became Her Majesty the farmer. So they live happy ever after with the turtles. The story finished. This is very similar to one of the Vietnamese story. So similar that we have a saying that if you rescue the animals, they will repay you. Such a story is a common property of all mankind, that most of the country have such things. Okay, so now you know, huh? That's why we are vegetarian, huh? Maybe one day the snake will come to you and offer you some gift.
感谢你收看今日的《师道一讲》节目，愿你每天笑嘻嘻，生活充满爱和幸福。
Thanks for joining us today between Master and Disciples. May your days be filled with ever more laughter, happiness, and love.